We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen. Our numero dos of the Rob Brown Show is right here on ESPN Upstate. I am Rob Brown. My man DJ Tim back in the network studio holding down the radio ranch in what has gone from a radio ranch just a buzz with characters and personalities to a proverbial ghost town for just a few days is most of the on-air talent all working from their respective couches. Tim, are you hanging in there in isolation, my friend?
I am, man, and it's so weird not seeing anybody in the building, but legit, I believe there's two people in this whole entire building right now. It is a complete and utter ghost town.
Yeah, I believe it. It was, you know, obviously, and basically, you know, we've kind of taken the approach that a lot of other people have, which is if you can work from home, right? Like, that's the thing. And by the way, and I meant to talk about this earlier in the week, but I have got a feeling, you know, we've been talking obviously for weeks now about, you know, life going back to normal, right? When the world goes back to normal, when life goes back to normal, I got to tell you, I don't know that it's ever going to, right? I think we're going to be all adapting in various aspects of our life. I think we're all going to be adapting to a new normal, if you will. And I kind of wonder if one of the aspects of new normal is the way that we work, right? By in terms of scheduling, where you need to be, et cetera. I have worked at many jobs in the past, sometimes the second jobs in my radio career, sometimes between stops in radio. I've picked up another job here and there. And there are so many, jobs that I've done that I've looked at and gone, man, I could do this from home, right? Like, I got to come into this office and get all dressed up and do my hair and all that good stuff when I could very simply just stay at home in my joggers and get this work done from my couch. I think we're going to start seeing some businesses move to that model, right? Like, the concept of the 8-to-5, 40-hour work week, I think is going to start to shift. I think there was already some movement amongst the younger generation to get rid of what they view as an antiquated 8-to-5, 40 hours mandated inside of an office work week to, look, here are the jobs. Here are the tasks associated with the job. Here are your responsibilities to accomplish those tasks. We don't care if you work 20 hours or 40 hours or 60 hours or 80 hours a week, as long as you get your job done, right? Just get what you got to get done. Work when you can work, take the time when you need to take the time. And I honestly think that you are going to see people kind of start to move in that direction. They're going to start to move to a point where, you can work from home. More people are going to be working from home because businesses are looking around and going, you know, we gotta rent out or we gotta own this building to have, you know, 20 or 50 or 100 people work in it when 70% of the people that work here could work from home. We could downsize to a smaller office, pay less, keep more money in hand, whatever, and just trust these people to do their jobs from home, you know? I think we're moving that direction, Tim, you know what I mean? Like, I know it's obviously for us it's a little different. I have always said in the years that I've been doing this, because I have worked for some stations where I have done shows remotely, And you and I can scientifically confirm this after you and I worked together a few days last week, but have been on remote all week this week. To me, shows are smoother and tighter when I can look Tim in the face and we have that nonverbal body communication of, okay, you're talking, I'm talking, I'm not talking, you're talking, versus that kind of awkward pause that comes when Tim's only listening to my voice and trying to figure out when I'm going to shut the hell up and let him talk, right? So, like that one right there. So that's, I think, and this is probably appropriate not just to things like radio, but I think this is probably true with sports too. I think we're going to start seeing a lot of changes in the ways that we take in sports moving forward. This is the new normal for us. I think you're going to see changes to the way that people interact with each other at live games. I think you are going to see changes in the way that people act and behave themselves inside of stadiums. I think we're going to see a lot of changes moving forward thanks to the coronavirus. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN is the number if you'd like to be a part of the program. Let me get some sound in here real quick, because Giannis Antetokounmpo went out yesterday and he had a couple of things that he wanted to say. He said that this basketball championship, this year's NBA championship, would be one of the hardest championships that anybody would ever have to win. And that at the end of the day, because of how difficult it will be to maneuver through these playoffs, right? There will be an asterisk, or there will not be an asterisk next to this title. Here's what Giannis had to say when he was asked about that.
This is gonna be how you guys say, the star next to this championship. I feel like at the end of the day, this is gonna be the toughest like championship you could ever win. You know, because like the circumstances are really, really tough right now. So whoever wants it more is going to be able to go out there and take it.
Whoever wants it more is just going to be able to go out there and take it. Look, I do disagree with Giannis in one aspect, okay? I disagree with Giannis that there will not be an asterisk next to this title. If for no other reason, Tim, than the number of NBA players who are dropping out, right? The Lakers, we know, are going to be without a couple of players. Dwight Howard is included in that. They have added J.R. Smith to their roster. They are finalizing contract terms with him right now. But the fact that some of the better teams in the National Basketball Association, the New York Nets are one of those, or the Brooklyn Nets, I guess, are one of those. The fact that some of these teams are going to be playing without some of their better players, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't that, by default, put an asterisk next to the title?
Yeah, it very well could. But, I mean, if you got to look at it this way, I'd be like, look, man, I'm just happy to have it back. We'll crown a title. And the people, I feel like, that'll put an asterisk by it, I'd just be like, look, enough. Let's just get it back. And, you know, let's stop worrying about the asterisk. Let's just get it back and let's play and let's crown a champion, you know? I understand it's going to be a talking point, but, man, I'm just ready for have it back. I don't care if there's an asterisk or not.
You know what it feels like to me, Tim?
What's that?
Feels like the Summer League. That's what it feels like.
NBA's
return feels like the Summer League. I care, right? It's like the Summer League, but the big names are playing, and I care. And this sucks because, look, I'm a Zion fan. I'm a Pelicans fan, right? My team has a very outside shot, but my team has an outside shot to come in and maybe shock some people. I'm not saying they're going to win the title. They're not. But I could theoretically see the Pelicans steal the 8 seed. I could see them maybe get into it with the Lakers in the first round and, you know, maybe not win. But, if the Pelicans can take LeBron to 7 or 6, that's a pretty good foundation to grow off of, right? So I want this to be normal. I want this to be a regular season. I want this to feel normal so that if the Pelicans accomplish something, I don't have to go, yeah, they took LeBron to 7, but – you know, the Lakers didn't have Dwight Howard. I mean, J.R. Smith got signed off the street to come in here, whatever. I don't want to have to lean on that. I'd like to say, no, man, it was, that was the playoffs. It was weird, but it was full strength or whatever. But it just feels like the Summer League to me. It feels like exhibition games. I agree with you. I want it back. I want basketball on my TV. I want to be able to sit here on the couch at the Casa de Love and turn on the TV at night and not have to watch the, you know, 2007 NCAA College World Series. I would much rather watch live basketball that I don't know who wins and it's got some weight to it. But I also know that 10 years from now, we are going to talk about how weird the 2020 season was. 10 years from now, when another global catastrophe hopefully doesn't strike, but when something else happens that causes a mild bit of pandemonium within the sports world, we're all going to look back and go, well, at least this isn't 2020. At least this wasn't the year that the championship had an asterisk next to it, because that's what we're going to do. You can say we're not. You can say it's a normal year. You can say, like Giannis did, that at the end of the day, it's still the best team going out there to win. But is it, though? Is it? If the Nets go out there and get beat 4-0 in the first round, if you're the Nets, can you genuinely say that your team was losing the first round bad? I don't think so. Not without Spencer Dinwiddie. Not without DeAndre out there. They're better than losing the first round, even if they're the 6th seed or the 5th seed. They're better than that. But if they go out there and they get punked in the first round, then they are going to call it a fake playoff, right? Because they didn't have anywhere close to their best team. The team that plays the Nets is effectively getting a first-round scrimmage out of Brooklyn. The Brooklyn Nets are basically a first-round bye at this point. So whoever plays the team that gets them in the first round is going to argue, well, that team got basically a bye in the first round because they were able to go out there and sweep the Nets bench in 4 games, whereas we had an actual game. There's just so much that detracts from this that I think it does put an asterisk next to the story, next to the championship. And it's a bit of a bummer. That being said, I'll still take basketball with an asterisk next to no basketball at all. That's a fact. 844-GSP-ESPN. I'll tell you what. We're going to go ahead and run to our break just a bit early. Tim and I will get Coach Andrew Lord on the show here during the break. And when we come back, we will talk to the head man of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, making his way over from the U.K., to take over our own hockey club right here in our backyard. Coach Andrew Lord joins us in the next segment. You are listening to the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is right here on ESPN Upstate, your premier sports station across the beautiful upstate of South Carolina. I am Rob Brown, my man Tim back in the producer's chair at the Radio Ranch. We appreciate you joining us. And also joining us now, we head across the pond. I believe this to be true. Therefore, I am proclaiming it as fact. We are going international. The first time we have had an international guest, but soon to be a formerly international guest, soon to be domestic guest, the brand new head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits joins us here on the program. It is head coach Andrew Lord, joining us from the UK. Coach Lord, my friend, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. Great to have you making your radio debut here in the upstate. How are things treating you over there in the UK, pal?
Yeah, thanks for having me. That was quite the introduction. I appreciate that. Pumped to be on and pumped to be getting over to Greenville here soon. Cardiff's good. Weather's good. Still in a bit of a lockdown, not able to do too much, but working hard on building a team here for next season.
I love it. And let's start with that, if you don't mind, Coach. You are being presented with a challenge. I mean, obviously, every coach is working right now, having to try to build rosters and get everybody on the same page when nobody can really get together in person. But you have the added challenge of doing that not only for a brand new team that you have just been named the head coach of, but doing it from a quarter of the world away on an entirely different continent. Can you talk to me a little bit about what life has been like for you, starting to enact your vision for the Swamp Rabbits, a 7-hour plane ride away on the other side of the planet during the midst of a global pandemic? What has life been like for you in the past couple of weeks since you were selected as the head coach?
Well, you made it sound pretty intense. It's been intense, I'll admit. It's been a whirlwind, you know, the last 10 days. We had the season-ending roster due before July 1st there and you know, deciding on who we're going to re-sign and who we're going to qualify. So for me, you know, there wasn't much time, but I think we got a lot done. You know, great phone calls, good reference checks, lots of video watched, and I think we retained the guys that we needed to retain, and now we have plenty of space, and we're in a great position to add to our roster for next season. As far as the, you know, intricacies of working overseas, the only difference is the time change, so I'm 5 hours ahead of you guys, so it makes for some late nights. I'm staying up a little later than normal, you know, making calls till 1 or 2 in the morning, but other than that, it's all systems go. It's no big deal with technology now, so no problem.
We are speaking with Coach Andrew Lord. He is the new head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Just separating with the Cardiff Devils of the Elite Ice Hockey League. Let me talk to you a little bit about your experience coaching in the UK. Now, I come from another market, Pensacola, Florida, home of the Ice Flyers, and that has kind of always been an interesting thing because we're right there on the Gulf Coast of Florida. It's hot, not a real productive hockey town in terms of talent learning from a young age to play. But what I found was that there was a fan base that built up that almost had a cult-like following, and the fans of that team, very passionate. What has the fan base been like there in the UK where, and I will express my ignorance here, I don't know how popular hockey is in the UK. Have you found that it is similar to the way things were in Pensacola, the way things here are in Greenville? Is there a built-in fan base? What is your relationship with the fans there for the Cardiff Devils been?
Yeah, it's been a real surprising experience, to be honest. It's been incredible the last 6 years. You know, we've pretty much sold out our building, which is 3,100 people for, you know, the better part of 5 seasons straight here. And, you know, all around the league, for that matter, there's a huge following. You know, football or soccer, as you call it back in the U.S., is the huge sport. Rugby is also a big sport in Wales. But, you know, the mix of the speed, skill, and aggression, I think really, you know, the people here in the UK and particularly in Cardiff can relate to that, and they love it. And you get someone to one game and they're hooked for life. And, you know, we have fans going back 30 years here, and it's been a real special time. And it, you know, it makes you feel, you know, just awesome being in that arena with that buzz and that energy. And, you know, that's hopefully something we can build and grow in Greenville as well here as we go along.
You have had a ton of success there with the Devils, including 9 separate titles, 3 conference championships, 2 Challenge Cup championships, 2 league titles, 2 playoff championships. Also led the team to a 221-75-22 record across your 6 seasons, which is a very, very impressive record. I know this is kind of a broad question, but as we are introducing you to the area, introducing the fan base here in Greenville to you, what do you attribute that success to there in Cardiff? And tell people a little bit about your coaching style. You tend to lean on defense. Do you tend to lean to be a more offensive-minded coach? Just kind of give people a little bit of insight about what they can expect your style to be on the bench here in Greenville.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it starts with culture first and foremost. The organization needs to be one big family. That starts from the office staff all the way through to, you know, rink staff and team staff and to the players. And, you know, it's everyone pulling together and being one. I know that's a bit of a cliche, but a lot harder to do. And that's something we'll do in Greenville. I'm really excited about starting that process here. As far as me as a coach, you know, extremely hardworking. There's going to be a lot of accountability to get better mindset. And, you know, specifically on ice, it's going to be a real up-tempo, relentless style of play. Without the puck, that's closing time and space fast. With the puck, it's going north quickly and using our overall team speed. Obviously, as we go along here with the recruiting process, you know, we'll see exactly what team we build. And then, you know, with that, where our real strengths lie, we can tinker a little bit with systems and all those different things, you know, from game to game and depending on who we play as well.
So you mentioned in the press release that was sent out by the Swamp Rabbits when you were confirmed as the head coach that you've been looking for an opportunity to get back to North America and that getting back to Greenville looked like a, quote, heck of an opportunity. What is it about Greenville? What is it about the Swamp Rabbits organization that got you interested in this opportunity and ultimately decide or led you to decide to sign on that dotted line?
Yeah, it's a lot of things. I mean, obviously the city is great. Been there when I played back for Wheeling, you know, probably 10 or 11 years ago now. Obviously the arena and the facilities are great. You know, the fan base, the people that do come out love it. And I know there was a huge following, you know, years ago. And, you know, the biggest component is the new ownership group there, Spire Sports. Seeing what them and the president, Todd Mackin, did with Rapid City last season, also in the ECHL, and now seeing them buy Greenville a couple months ago, it's a real exciting time, unbelievable opportunity. I'm just pumped up to work with them and for them and really get things going here. And, I mean, obviously, you know, I won't announce it because it's not, you know, signed yet, but the affiliation, one or two different, you know, NHL teams coming on board is going to be huge as well. And that's something, as a young coach, I can't wait to work with young players and help them develop and get them to the next level and also, you know, help develop them to help us win.
We are speaking with the new head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, Coach Andrew Lord, making his radio debut here in the Upstate on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. One thing that stuck out to me, Coach, is earlier this week when we announced that you would be joining us here for your radio debut in the Upstate, I started getting tweets, not just from across the country. We've had some people mention you from Oklahoma City, from other parts up and down the Atlantic seaboard, but we got a ton of feedback from people over in the UK, from in and around Cardiff, who were talking to us about the fact that you had a very special relationship with the fans. They were sad to see you go, although they were happy for your opportunity. I had a few of them that asked what they needed to send us from the UK to get us to send you immediately back there to stay in Cardiff, etc. It blew me away just how many people and how frequently reached out to me from fan bases in places that you've been affiliated with to tell me how impressive you were both as a coach and a guy Talk to me a little bit about the importance of your relationship with the fans and the relationship of the teams that you are in charge of and their fan bases.
Yeah, I think the fan base is everything. You know, without them, it doesn't work, to be totally honest. There's no, you know, huge TV deals or anything like that at the minor league level. Those relationships, not only are they very important from a business standpoint, but they're also just fun. It's fun to meet new people from different areas, from different countries, and to get to know them. And, I'm a passionate guy, and to see the passion in, in a number of these fan bases and people that I've met over the years, it's really, a huge reason why I do this and why, I try to be a part of, successful teams and whatnot, is to share those moments. And there's been a lot of them so far. I'm super lucky, and it is, it's a lot of fun having the following, at a minor league level, to make it feel like almost like you're in the NHL. I couldn't be more fortunate.
We are speaking with Coach Andrew Lord, the brand new head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. You and I, Coach, have something in common, which is that we are both new to the Greenville area. I moved here back at the beginning of March to start this show. You will be here hopefully sooner rather than later to get things started for the Swamp Rabbits. I will tell you, one of the things that stuck out to me about this area when I was going through my hiring process to get this job, to get moved here, is that despite the fact that Greenville and the surrounding upstate area are made up from people from all over the world, it's about, from what I can tell, about half natives and about half transplants. But the one thing that's very much impressed me is that this place has a real sense of community. It's very important to the community to be a tight-knit community. As I read through the bio that was sent to me by the Swamp Rabbits, it seems to me that that's relatively important to you and your team as well. I've seen that your team over the years has gone out and you've had your guys reading to schools and hosting charity drives and hosting junior camps and stuff like that. How important is that sense of community for you and fostering that sense of community between the organization and the surrounding area?
Yeah, it's going to be an absolutely enormous piece to what we're doing here. With the new ownership group through Todd Mack and myself, or the players, we're all on the same page. It's going to be, a bunch of people looking to, grow the game in Greenville and to, help in the community and get kids excited about, sports in general, but, more specifically hockey. And, we're going to have a huge presence. We're going to bring the right people in. We're going to bring good people in that want, not only to do that for their job, but because they like doing that and they enjoy making those connections and those touch points. And, I think we're going to go at that very heavily. I know we are. And that's something, from my past I'm really proud of, and I'm really looking forward to that challenge here in Greenville as well.
Speaking with Andrew Lord, new head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, right here on the Rob Brown Show. Carolina's kind of an interesting spot as a hockey community, Coach. You're kind of halfway up the Atlantic seaboard where hockey's a little more popular. It's also a southern town, and obviously for those of us born and raised in the South, we don't really have a lot of exposure to hockey as young kids. In fact, for the majority of us, I think, hockey like the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, the Pensacola Ice Flyers, etc., that is really our introduction to the sport. Most of us don't get it until we're a little bit beyond the beginning hockey phase, that really junior hockey league. So there's an interesting relationship between the sport of hockey and people from the South that maybe didn't grow up with the sport. How do you foster a better relationship between the sport of hockey itself and a place like South Carolina, where for the most part, most of us really don't get any direct hands-on exposure to hockey? How do you kind of foster that relationship between the sport and a community that maybe doesn't have that sport available for youngsters to get them really intrigued at a young age?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different creative ideas that are potentially real interesting there. And I think it starts with school visits and things of that nature. Even floor hockey, it's a much more inexpensive way to introduce the game at a young level and to get kids hooked. And I know one of the rinks there is getting renovated, another one's just about finished, so there's going to be some more ice hopefully available. And I know with the great owners we have and Todd Mack in there, they're going to be pushing with a lot of weight and in different areas to grow the game and to build those relationships. Absolutely.
Love it. A couple of questions from some listeners on Twitter and our text line, Coach, at Keegan S. Sullivan on Twitter, who is from right here in Greenville and a Swamp Rabbits fan, wants to know, what is it that you are looking forward to the most about being in Greenville?
It'll be a lot of things, but I think just getting in there and getting my hands dirty and getting to work and trying to start to build that culture, you know, within the organization and through the players, and just really excited to get back at it. You know, hopefully we don't have to wait too long for hockey to get back going here. I know I'm missing a lot already, and I can't wait to get back on the ice.
Love it. At Andy Devils, who is one of your fans from right there in Cardiff, right there in the UK, he said, hashtag ask Lordo, what has been the best part of the last 7 years in Wales? So I'll kind of expound upon that, Coach. We have got a lot of your fans over there in Wales listening internationally here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. Open floor. Send a message to your fans there in Wales that are excited about your opportunity, but happy to see you move on to back to the States. What would you like to say to the people who have been supporting you there in the UK?
Yeah, we've had quite the send-off here when it was all announced. I mean, the organization and our owners here in Cardiff, they treated me so well, and they gave me one heck of a goodbye with some real nice video tributes and interview and all sorts of stuff like that. And you know, I've had so many great messages one-to-one here from people, and it's been hard to get back to everyone, to be honest, but I think I'm just about there, and it's been really memorable, and you know, some of the messages from players as well have been special. But as far as you know, one moment over 7 years, I think that was the first part of the question. That's a tough one. There was a lot of them. I think it'd be wouldn't be fair for me to pick one. I don't even know if I could, but some of the championships, I think also, you know, just seeing the building completely full in a big game, going down to the wire in the final minutes, you know, those big pressure-packed moments are moments I'll never forget.
We are speaking with Coach Andrew Lord, the new head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Coach, before we let you go, now that you have said your piece to the fans there in the UK, I will do the same thing for your new fans right here in Greenville. I know the Swamp Rabbits are very excited. I can tell you from being, I think, one of the few shows here in South Carolina that focuses on hockey, I am extremely excited to get you here, get you working, and get the Swamp Rabbits on the march to the top. I am just going to give you open floor, open mic to talk to the folks of Greenville, South Carolina, and tell them whatever it is you want to tell them before you get yourself over here to get to work with the Swamp Rabbits. Floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, just can't wait to get going. Get yourself to one game. Just give us a chance. That's all we're asking. I guarantee you get to one game, you're going to come to more. You're going to love the whole show. Off ice, on ice, you're going to love the players, great people. Same with our staff. We're going to be the hardest working team in the league. I can guarantee you that as well, in all facets. And it's going to be a real special year.
There you have it. That is Coach Andrew Lord making his way over to the Greenville Swamp Rabbits from the Cardiff Devils in the UK, where he has been wildly successful across the pond, the winningest coach in Devils history, a 221-75-22 record, 9 separate titles, including 3 conference championships, 2 Challenge Cup championships, 2 league titles, and 2 playoff championships. Coach, very excited to have you, man. Can't wait till we can get to work. Can't wait till we can get back on the ice. As a big hockey fan, I am very, very happy about the direction of the Swamp Rabbits, and very, very much looking forward to seeing them under your guidance moving forward. I appreciate the time, Coach, and hopefully sooner rather than later we'll get to shake hands, have you in the ESPN Upstate studios, and talk some hockey about stuff happening on the ice.
That's awesome. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you soon.
Looking forward to it, Coach. Thank you very much. That is Coach Andrew Lord, again, the head man for your Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Let's take a break. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about Coach Lord. Talk to you on the phone lines at 477-3776. You can text us at 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Thanks to Coach Lord. We're back right after this on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate. Thanks again to Coach Andrew Lord, the head man of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits right here in the Upstate, for joining us on the broadcast. And, Tim, you know, I know you and I have talked about your hockey fandom in the past. I don't know about you, man. Listen, I'm already a hockey fan. I have already got my first Greenville Swamp Rabbits T-shirt in the rotation. 100% cannot wait for the Swamp Rabbits to take to the ice here in Greenville to get to a handful of games. I am already a hockey fan. I will be at every home game that I can possibly attend. After hearing that interview with Coach Lord, who was, to me, genuine and enthusiastic about his excitement about the opportunity he has here in Greenville, are you a little bit more excited about joining the Swamp Rabbit Nation, sir?
Oh, 100%. I feel like he did a great job of explaining what he was gonna, his vision, basically, like what he wanted, what he was gonna expect, and basically saying I expect to be competitive, and I respect that. And part of me is still trying to get over the fact, because I was a huge Carolina Growl fan back with the hockey team here when I was a kid. So I know it's there, and I'm going to try to support as much as I can. I want to build that bond with him, kind of like what I have with the Carolina Growl. And I think I think Coach Lord can bring that to the Upstate, and I'm excited for it. And I'm looking forward to giving him a chance.
One of the things that I absolutely love about minor league hockey, and I know that this is true for the NHL as well, obviously, but that's more, you know, in the bigger cities. The teams develop. And I've lived in three places that have had a minor league team, including Greenville, right? Jacksonville, Pensacola, and here. And one of the things that I have noticed specifically about Pensacola and Greenville is that there is a very close relationship between the team and the city that they're in and the community that they represent. It's more than just the people who live around the club are fans of the club and therefore like the club and come to the games and all. It's more than that. It is a genuine relationship between those two entities, and it is made so much better when you have a coach who puts a priority on that, as Coach Lord has during his career. I mean, again, when we announced that he would be making his debut here on the station, I was getting messages from all different parts of the U.S. where he's coached before. We got a slew of messages from the U.K., from Wales, from Cardiff, from people who were saying that, you know, we've got a good coach, we got a guy who cares, who is genuine, and I think you could hear that, right? I mean, he was just genuinely himself, and I think that's very cool, because I think that is the foundation that relationship grows on. And again, I can tell you, I know it frustrates some people when I relate things and I relate stories to places I come from in my past. But I mean, that to me is how you learn about life, right? In Pensacola, the Ice Flyers, who were the minor league team that I grew up supporting, I've got an Ice Flyers jersey that at least when I moved here and it was a little bit chillier, I would wear it to work very frequently. The Ice Flyers worked very hard to build a relationship between the fans down there in Pensacola, which is a similar town to Greenville. It's a growing team. It's a bigger city, but not a big city, but growing rapidly. Was expected to, over the next handful of years, it's going to become one of the bigger cities in the state of Florida. And I suspect Greenville is following that same path, right? The Ice Flyers worked very diligently to foster and grow that relationship, and the success of the hockey team went hand in hand with that. As the team and the relationship grew, people started to invest more in the team. When people started investing more in the team had more resources to work with. They were able to sign better players, and after just a handful of years, the Pensacola Ice Flyers were winning the President's Cup in the ECHL, and all of a sudden, they were selling out the Pensacola Bay Center, which is just slightly smaller than the Bon Secours Wellness Center here in Greenville, but they were selling it out relatively routinely. And Coach Lord seems like his philosophy is to do exactly the same thing here. It is to foster that relationship, is to grow that relationship, because he knows, and I agree with him, that at the end of the day, the success of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits is largely predicated by the fans feeling like that team represents them, is part of the community, and is invested in them as much as the fans invest in the hockey team. So very, very cool interview, very good interview from Coach Lord. And like I told him, super excited to get him set up here in Greenville to get the Swamp Rabbits moving towards, hopefully, their next season sooner rather than later. And hopefully next time we talk to Coach Lord, it'll be in studio in ESPN Upstate, and we'll actually be able to talk a little bit of on-ice hockey. And by the way, want to thank Jordan and everybody over with the Swamp Rabbits for helping set that up. I know that was not a super easy interview to facilitate with Coach Lord being all the way over in Wales in the UK. It is already evening time for him. So thank you very, very much to Jordan Kuhn and everybody over at the Swamp Rabbits organization who worked hard to help us get Coach Lord on the radio for his debut here in the Upstate. Let's run to a break. We'll come back. We'll finish up this hour and roll on with the Rob Brown Show. You are listening to ESPN Upstate. I've gotten a ton of follows from people over in the UK following the career of Coach Andrew Lord, and my favorite thing after picking up all those follows and a hearty hello to everybody over in the UK listening to the Rob Brown Show here on ESPN Upstate, I just scrolled my Twitter feed. Tim, there is so much soccer in my Twitter feed right now, and it's amazing. It is fantastic. It is just soccer tweet after soccer tweet. And it makes me so, so very happy as an American nethead to have some new soccer fans showing up on the TL. Quick break. Coming back to talk about Vanilla Ice. Yeah, why the hell not? It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.